Okay, we'll move over to now our regularly scheduled meeting, council study session. As I'm catching up here. First item is to review the agenda for our regularly scheduled council meeting, which will be on July 1st. Hopefully everybody's computers are up and running. We'll start with items 1 through 4A. Items 4B through 4D. Items 4E through 4F. Items 4G through 4I. Going too fast there. Items 4J and 4K. Items 4L and 4N. Items 4O through 4Q. Items 4R through 5A. Items 5B through 6D. Items 6E through 7B. Item 7C, all the way down to 9B. And then obviously items from citizens present. So it looks like we've had no comments or concerns so far. Okay. So the next item on the agenda will be item 2A, and that's to hear a presentation, discuss, and provide direction on the revision to the home loan agreement and promissory note with Mercy Housing Arizona Limited Partnership regarding the villas at De Merced Apartments. Welcome. Please introduce yourselves.
Good morning, Mayor, Council. Tammy Albright. I'm the Housing and Community Development Director.
And Ray Timish.
So, what we have in front of you today is a proposal. This property is located at 520 North Mesa Drive. And in 1999, they received low-income tax credits. We belonged at the Maricopa County Consortium at the time. And it's about a 97-unit project, and it's been kept up very well. At that time, we put $305,000 into the construction of the project. There was an interest rate of 6% for 20 years. They were required to pay back payments over this time frame based on surplus cash, but they were able to show that they did not have surplus cash. Over that time, though, Mercy House has put in over $500,000 of their own funds in upgrades and to keep it maintained. They do have an affordability period that will go till May of 2020, and that is for 4 home-assisted units. What they are requesting is to pay back the original $305,000. Now, because we belong to the Maricopa County Consortium at the time, that money does go back to Maricopa County Consortium. It does not come to Mesa's home funds. But they are requesting that the interest, which is about $275,000, not be paid. But they are, the new owners, Renew, has agreed to maintain the affordability of those 4 units to May of 2020. So staff is recommending approval of, at a minimum, the $305,000 be paid back. What we will do is look at the closing documents, and if there is any funds available to pay towards the interest, we would require that to be paid. Now again, all this money does go back to Maricopa County Consortium. What this does is it does put the city in what staff feels is a win-win position. By renegotiating the contract and paying back the amount, if something happens between now and 2020 and those units are not kept in the affordability period and it becomes a failed project by HUD's definition, the money's already been paid back. There's no financial risk to the city anymore. Again, this is just one more project that we did under Maricopa County Consortium that we're responsible for, but we're not in the best position. So by paying this back, if they maintain them till 2020, great, we still have those affordable units. If they don't and it becomes failed, we're under no other obligation. So staff has recommended approval of at least the 305 and then review of the closing documents.
Okay. Questions? Yes, Councilmember Benelli.
So is this similar to what we did with Discovery Point when they had, and I mean, I guess, are there any differences, or were we able to collect any interest from Discovery Point, or was that not part of that deal?
We did not, and it is similar to what we did to Discovery Point, and our new home contracts that we are doing now are 0% interest.
Okay.
So it's in, it by going to this, it's in line with what we're doing today.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Good. Good question. And Councilmember Cavanaugh.
Thank you. I was on the city council that originally approved this agreement, and as I noted in committee, I think the staff's done a very good job of trying to fix a bad problem. And I do think that the city was misled throughout the years by this developer and this development. And so just in good conscience, I'm not going to support it, but I think the staff's proposal is a reasonable resolution.
Thank you. Vice Mayor.
If it does become a failed project under HUD, what happens then, and is there any liability from the city at all?
If it were to become a failed project, which we hope it doesn't, nobody wants to report to HUD that they have any kind of a failed project, then HUD would require the original amount to be paid back, the terms of the loan. So if we modify the agreement now and the terms of the loan are the original amount with zero interest or whatever we're able to collect, then we've already paid it back. So if it were to fail between now and then, that obligation is done.
Okay. Others? Concern, thoughts?
I'll move to approve.
Okay, so we have a motion to approve. Do we have a second? Second by Councilmember Benelli. Those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. So it looks like you have your direct. Oh, and then we have, I'm sorry, an opposition?
A lonely nay.
Thank you. You're very kind. So it looks like you have your direction to go that route on that one.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks. Next item then is 2B, hear a presentation, discuss and provide direction regarding the potential substantial amendment to the 2014-15 annual action plan.
Okay, since the last time we had our action plan approved by council, it was submitted to HUD, but in that time, they have also come back and told us what to do with the $300,000 that we collected from La Mesita when they converted the property from a homeless shelter to supportive housing because it did not finish its five-year continued use period. So they gave us $300,000. It has taken HUD a long time to tell us whether this is recaptured funds or program income. This past month, they came back and said it's program income. Now, we all know that we did not make our 1.5 ratio this year, so we cannot miss that next year, and we don't want a lot of money sitting in that pool that is unallocated. So also in that time, we've had the Senior Center solar project, which was just earmarked in our annual plan. We were planning on coming to council for final approval on that, and after the assessment, it was determined that that was not a good use of the funds. So that project has been canceled. However, East Valley Adult Resources has asked that we still keep that $110,000 towards senior center improvements. Also, with the approval of the action plan, there were some unallocated funds still there. And we do like to keep a small pot just in case things pop up, you know, somebody's contract goes a little bit over or something like that. So at this point, we have about over $500,000 of unallocated funds. So what we're seeking direction on is to go forward with this first substantial amendment. What has come up in the interim is Pioneer Park improvements. They would like to have some of this funding to do some shade structures, enhanced play features, things like that. Now, we don't have a final budget yet on that. The senior center improvements, I have talked with facilities, and they have said there's about $150,000 worth of maintenance type of activity that is not budgeted. Staff has a couple of options there for council. One that we probably are leaning towards is, since I've received the numbers, is not put this 110 towards the senior center, but make application next year after we've had a chance to meet with facilities and engineering and actually walk the site and determine what kind of rehab is needed on this facility to sustain it for the next 10 or 15 years, and make a real application next year for more funds instead of a kind of a Band-Aid fix. So this money would, if we didn't put it, keep it towards the senior center, could go towards Pioneer Park improvements. So that's kind of where we are, is that would be more money towards those improvements. However, we have had two projects that were funded as part of the action plan, that after the bids have come in, they are requesting more funds. And that is Mesa Council and College is requesting about $127,000 more. And Oakwood Creative Care, which is also located in the senior center, needs about $47,000 more. So, and both of these projects are being ran through our engineering department. So after the bids come through, there was higher prices than they had originally intended.
Yeah. Councilmember Cavanaugh, and then the city manager.
I just have a question in terms of how ideas were solicited for the additional money and who it was solicited from. It looks to me as if these are coming from city staff, am I correct, and not from the outside agencies?
That is correct. We did not go out for any kind of, this is just, a lot of times when we do capital improvement projects, which really is a great way to make sure that money gets spent in a timely manner and larger chunks, you know, the estimates up front, by the time you actually get to the full-blown bid, you know, prices of steel or wire or something has come up that gone up higher than was originally anticipated. So that's kind of what both of those projects are. Now, this isn't uncommon. We do see this on our capital improvement projects. Their estimates will come in higher, and they'll come back and ask us for a few more thousand here or there. And that's why we like to keep a small pot available for those kind of discrepancies.
Thank you, Mayor.
Okay, Mr. Brady.
Yeah, just a little bit of background with Pioneer Park, if council will recall, and I know the vice mayor will recall this, is when we originally had established a budget for Pioneer Park, it was not long after we kind of established the budgets, we made the decision to move the pool from Taylor over to Mesa High, and that was just agenda you're going to be approving on Monday. To do that, though, the project grew, and the vice mayor allowed for us to move some of the dollars out of Pioneer Park, if he recalls, to go support the pool. So there's certainly, I guess what I'm saying is there was an original budget for Pioneer Park that's much larger than what we're working with today. So these dollars are, what's nice about, I think, for Tammy's perspective is because of the work we're already doing in design and planning for the park, it's dollars that we could probably spend pretty quickly. And it's kind of really beginning to maybe compensate for some of the dollars we redirected out of Pioneer Park to go support the regional pool at Mesa High. So I just wanted to kind of give that context. It's not like the Pioneer Park budget's going over budget. Really, we're trying to maybe recover some of the funds that we redirected for another project.
Right. And we had a wonderful open house the other night filled with people looking at the projects there and possible redevelopment in the area. So there seems like there's quite an energy going on now down there with the finishing of the light rail and the opening of the station. So, Councilmember Vannelli.
I have questions on the Mesa Council and College project. It seems like there's equipment in this, and I didn't realize that was a use under CDBG.
The equipment that is in here, we've gone through what they've outlined that they were going to pay for. This equipment is attached, and so it becomes part of the rehab. They can't use CDBG for desks or things that are not attached.
So the tables?
I believe.
And that was one of the things that kind of caught me, brochure racks?
Yeah.
Yes. Amy, if you'll introduce yourself, give us some info.
Oh, look up over there.
Mayor, Council, hi, I'm Amy Trethewey, Director of Mesa Council on College. Councilmember Benelli, the cabinets are, and the shelving and the tables, those are all built-ins that will be provided by the construction company. Those aren't tables we're actually purchasing separately.
Okay. And then how does the Mesa Council on College effort kind of fall under CDBG with the low and moderate income stipulation? Is all of your work done with low and moderate? I guess I'm not totally familiar with I know the Mesa Council on College like that level, okay, but I don't understand.
So yes, actually our target audience is that low income population. Mm-hmm. The location is that low income zip code. So our primary clients are the low to moderate income population who are interested in post-secondary opportunities.
Okay, so that more than the 50%?
Yeah, absolutely.
Mark?
Oh yeah.
All right, thank you.
And interesting enough, yesterday we had the Mayor's Roundtable on Education in Phoenix, and talking about Mesa Council on College and the efforts to help reduce dropout rates and get these kids through high school experience and onto a college experience, either at a Mesa Community College, which was one of our partners, or onto a four-year institution. Mm-hmm. So started to connect the dots to realize the efforts that are needed and what we need to do to address some of the challenges we have. So I appreciate what's going on there. Councilmember Benelli.
Where is the office?
This particular location is over on Mesa Drive and Broadway, the second floor of the Mesa Can building.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good. Okay. Others with questions, concerns? So what we have here, then, your recommendation would be this additional funding to do the programming. Is that what you're telling us, then? Is that what you would like? And
yes.
Absent any further input from the council members?
Yes, staff would request that council provide us direction to move forward with a substantial amendment. I've outlined a timeline. Basically, we have to put the final package together. It has to go out for a 30-day public comment period. Then we will be back in front of council for approval of the resolution and then submit it to HUD. So it's quite a timeline, and we won't be finalized with it all until August. We'll be back at your August meeting. But our recommendation would be to not take the 110 at this point and put it towards the senior center, but allow that to go more towards Pioneer Park, and let us work with engineering and facilities maintenance and actually see what kind of rehab that is needed and try to look at funding that next year in a much larger scale.
And I think we're all aware of the needs there at the senior center. They do amazing work in the community, and so I like the idea of the possibilities of getting truly what needs to be done. So between now and then, when you have your discussions, if you have any change in feedback or community input, that we still have that opportunity to talk about it in August, correct?
Correct. That's when we'll come back to you with all of the comments that we received during that public comment period.
Okay. Mr. Brady, did you have anything further? Okay, good. If council members, if you had no further feedback, I think we'll just take it without doing a motion and everything. I think the direction would be to proceed, and then we'll see how this goes. Wonderful.
Thank you.
Well, they mentioned that on the notes here, we don't need a motion, and I believe. Is that right, Ms. Spinner?
Yeah.
You have your direction.
We'll come back to the final action of the council.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Next item is, looks like it's 3, which would be information pertaining to the current job order contracting projects. Anybody have any concerns or input on that? If not, okay, good. Acknowledge of receipts, minutes of various boards and committees. We have a motion by the Vice Mayor, second by Councilmember Cavanaugh. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Hear reports on meetings or conferences attended. Mr. Cavanaugh, or Councilmember Cavanaugh.
Thank you, Mayor. Last night, you and I attended the Maricopa Association of Governments Desert Peaks Awards evening, and I want to commend our city staff for winning two of the major awards, and it's a real credit to the hard work of our staff and the partnership that they've developed with other communities and private entities. The first award was in the public-private partnership category for the project that was entitled Don't Let Our Air Go Up in Smoke. This is our Winter No Burn campaign this past year, and again, I want to thank all of our staff, probably in the environmental quality area, and all the other city staff who worked on it. That was a very nice, successful project. The second award that we had was for regional partnership, and that was the East Valley Recycling Alliance. where Mesa partnered with, I believe, five other cities, and that to work on a whole variety of regional recycling, education, outreach to the community, and we had a good representation from our staff there last night, and I just want to thank them for the leadership that they have taken.
Wonderful. Thank you for doing that. Others? No other reports then, Mr. Brady?
Yes.
Future meetings?
Council. Yeah, mm-hmm. Bill's coming up. Just so a few things quickly. Our next council meeting will be Tuesday, July 1st. So that's a Tuesday, the first day of July. We're not planning on having a study session on July 3rd, but we will have our second council meeting for July on July 8th. And that'll be our last council meeting before the summer break.
Okay.
Also a reminder that July 4th, Friday, July 4th from 6 to 10:30 p.m. we'll be having the Arizona Celebration of Freedom here in downtown Mesa. It's a free event with music and food, car shows, kids zone, a lot of exciting things, but of course what everybody will be looking forward to is the fireworks show at 9:45. So we invite everybody downtown. We're also going to have a special event honoring veterans, and so that's going to be new this year, so we're looking forward to that.
And this is our first year we're doing it on July 4th. We're excited about that.
Yes, we'll do that on July 4th, and we'll try to create it, I think, as a tradition for Mesa. So the other thing I want to share with council is that we'll be releasing today our community annual report, and Jill has it up on the screen right now, and so we'll be providing this to council. So this is the cover. This is something we've done every year. We only do it digitally. We're not printing it out. We'll make it available to the council to share with your neighborhood groups. This is kind of inside cover in Shop Mesa. It has kind of a table of contents. Go to the next one. And then here we have the map of Mesa with the different council districts. And so Jill will at work. I'll let you click on one of the council districts there, and it should have a short video that goes with each one of...
Hi, I'm Councilmember Dave Richens, and I represent District 1 in Mesa. This was an exciting year for my district as we unveiled the brand new Riverview Park. It features a 50-foot rope tower, splash pad, kid-friendly playgrounds, and urban fishing on the beautiful new lake. It's a perfect place for families to enjoy. We also debuted the newest jewel of the Cactus League, Cubs Park, which drew rave reviews and record-setting crowds this spring training. We have also begun renovations on Hohokam Stadium, which will be the spring training home of the Oakland Athletics beginning in March of 2015.
So we have one of those for each of the council districts.
Nice.
Let's do one more just so we can get a little variety here. Who do we have? Oh,
hi, wonderful. I'm Councilmember Terry Benelli, and I represent District 2. Mesa has continued its innovative ways by overcoming fiscal challenges to deliver high-quality projects that will improve the quality of life for Mesa residents. Canal paths in District 2 have been updated, giving pedestrians a safer multi-use path thanks to the additions of lighting, traffic signals, and easily accessible ramps. Greenfield Park will also be getting upgrades, including a lake expansion for urban fishing and other amenities that will create a great destination for all residents to enjoy.
All right, so we have one of those for each of the council districts. And then let's go to the next section. We begin highlighting some of the projects that took place this year. ThinkSpot is highlighted along with, on the left-hand side, we have the council strategic initiatives. We continue that with a police, Fiesta Police Substation, Mesa Drive, and Route 24 are highlighted as projects that were completed this past year. And we just talked about Cubs Park. We have a little bit of history and also some improvements to our canals. Spark, we highlighted the Spark that took place during spring break, also the announcement of Apple coming into Mesa. And then the Idea Museum and all the that kind of rebranding of the Idea Museum. And then on the right-hand launch point down at Mesa Gateway. Then the exciting part, really, of this whole document is the finances and just talking about how where we receive our funding from and the sources of funding for the city and how it's spent. So we try to explain that. as clearly, as concisely as it can for the public, and then some fun facts about the city. So we want to just present, show that to the council. We'll be sending that out to the community, and we'll invite you to share it with your neighborhood leaders and community leaders. We've challenged all our department directors to share it with three other people outside the city. So we'll use all our lists that we have. So we just wanted to let you know that's ready to be released today. So,
wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. We have an executive session coming up, so we'll entertain a motion. Vice Mayor motions and Council Member Kavanaugh. So we are now in executive session. Thank you.